Welcome to the ToRead.net podcast. This is your host, Terry Yule, and I'm pleased that you have joined us. These podcasts feature interviews, sound clips, and other items of interest for members of the Double Read community. Now, let's enjoy the musicians, the music, and the wonderful art of Double Reads. Leon Goossens is famous for introducing vibrato to the United Kingdom.
That's right. And in fact, one of the people that I had contact with in Australia was the famous oboist Yuji Tanchibudek, for whom the Martin New Concerto was written. And he was in Adelaide for many years. And so I was in touch with him. And he told me the story about Goossens actually coming through Prague when he himself was a student at the Prague Conservatorium of Music.
Okay.
And he heard Goossens playing with vibrato. Because in the Czechoslovakia at the time, they didn't play with vibrato. And Yuji was totally taken with it. And so in his final recital, he played with vibrato. And he said that the report came out, very good playing, but used vibrato.
Goossens tell you any of the stories of the resistance he met in the United Kingdom with being one of the first ones to use vibrato?
No, he didn't, but I imagine that he would have met with some... But he was just such a wonderful player that people couldn't dispute his use of vibrato. And listen to his recordings now, and you just marvel at what a human way he had.
Yes.
It wasn't a mechanical use. And when you listen to people play anyway who play free, there's always at least a subcurrent of something which you could term vibrato. I mean, now I think we can think about vibrato as being a very mannered thing that you practice.
Yes.
And so on. And sometimes we lose the plot a little bit on what vibrato actually is. It's just it's a decorative device which is a human thing that you can conveys you through the medium of the sound. Yeah, and then when you listen to his recordings, you hear him doing that. And so I'm sure that was why he won people over.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You probably came with vibrato to Goossens already.
Yes.
So you were already using that. Did he have any special advice on how to apply vibrato, or did it just sort of organically happen throughout your studies with him?
Goossens, I think, was... He didn't give much technical advice at all. He was much more interested in broadening people's experience in styles of music and what was possible. So we had sort of two types of lessons. And I used to see him twice a week for a while there because he wanted to go to Malta for the winter, and so my lessons needed to be crammed in.
Oh, okay.
A little bit, you know. But anyway, he used to give me eight pieces per lesson, and then the next lesson we'd play them through.
And pieces, do you mean that these were studies, or do you mean
these
weren't the Barrett?
They were pieces of music. Yeah. So that was what my lessons were. I don't know how he approached anybody else in particular.
Yeah.
But if I wanted a piece of advice, I would ask him, and he would say something. But his main aim was just to go through the repertoire. He would play the piano, and I would basically have to semi-sight read my way through the repertoire.
So he actually gave you those pieces at the lessons.
Yes.
So you sight read them.
I would have half a week to get through, and then I'd bring them to the next lesson, and then he'd present me with my next eight.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that was sort of...
He gave you the music, and then you'd return the music to him.
That's right, yeah.
How interesting. And do you remember offhand, what were the pieces you were working on?
A lot of English things, Arnold Cook.
Probably the Handel sonatas were probably all part of that as well.
Yeah.
But Arnold Cook,
that's right. So it was often music which was written specially for him. And so what I particularly got out of him was the wealth of his experience as a musician over the years. And he would talk to me a lot about how things got composed and his experiences. And he would talk to me about... I actually never had the chance to meet Lady Barbarolli, for example,
yes.
But I feel I know her because he would talk about her
and
those sorts of things. Yes, So it was a fascinating time, and I guess that I can't say that he built my technique or anything like that, but he gave me a solid grounding in the what it meant to play oboe.
Yeah, yeah, so that whole musical understanding and the way to approach music and understanding the composer's mind was really part of your training with Goosens.
That's right.